All right, so we're at the end of the Ramah in Siv Gimel. Chav Zayin, Siv Gimel. Your copies, I suppose, it's the fourth side. The page has Siv Dalet on the bottom. We spent quite a bit of time on Siv Gimel, really at the very end, the end of the Ramah. Surprisingly, there's so much on Lashonis Kedushin. I said when we began, you would think the main thing is to know what they mean, what they don't mean. And Lamaisa, there are halachas of Lashonis Kedushin. And we're going to have a couple of more halachas today. The end of the Ramah is the one that's common. I never was at a wedding where the chassan says Zukukasi or Ezrasi or any of these. Although it would be really cool if once the chassan said it, the Messiah Kedushin said, quick, bring me the Gemara. The list of good ones and the Sadaka ones. You think I remember which are good, which are not good? But at any rate, it's like we've been Kaddish with a potato, you know. I have a Kudesh asleep with potato soup. It would work. She's willing. At any rate, whatever it is, the Ramah here has a case which does happen. They have an interesting story about it. Let's start with this. The last one, two, three, four lines in a word of the Ramah, where there's a Yud Beis of the Beis Shmuel, the Yud Beis. Afilu nasan lo b'shtika, v'lei diber klum, v'hivu oimrim shekibdu l'shem kedushin, have a kedushin. Says here, they didn't say anything. He gave it to Bishtika, and he said nothing. Have a kedushin. It's a good kedushin. Doesn't seem to be in line with what we said all along. That even Bishtika is a good kedushin. What?
Not time to give her a ring. They didn't
say anything.
And it's
Achatzek Tekibor. That's the end. Okay. So let's see. The first thing he says is Bishtika. Then he says the following. Now this is what does happen in weddings by mistake sometimes. Ubamakim deloy have a kedushin. If you have a case where it's not a good kedushin, unless you say an amira, that would be, let's say the edim don't know that they talked about kedushin beforehand. They call up edim, and the edim are standing there. Makim deloy have a kedushin. Afilu mechayza achakach. If after he gave the ring, he says Harayat Mekudeshesli, Sarach Laza Valitol Hakesav Mimena Valitol Lavataris Kedushin. Now this happens sometimes under the chuppah, where the chassan puts on the ring before saying Harayat, where he starts. I have to give you something afterwards. Yes, so the chassan sometimes he puts on the ring and then he does the amira. So the question is, if putting on the ring and doing the amira, you want the kedushin to be good according to everybody. So the Ramah says you got to do it over. You have to do it over. That's what it says in the Ramah. So we have two parts to this: to understand the Ramah, and then to wonder if that applies at our weddings.
It means she's not even suffering kedushin.
What?
She's not even.
So
put on the ring for.
Well, it doesn't say she's not even suffering kedushin. Maybe she is suffering kedushin. But we want to. I got news for you. You don't want to be married to your wife suffering kedushin.
No, of course not. But you don't need to get. Rama says you just
suffering kedushin. You do need. We say you don't need to get.
When you put on the ring.
No.
You take it out.
No, it doesn't say you don't need to get. Rama really is. Well, of course you need to get. The Rama is saying that you want a vaday kedushin, you got to do it again.
But you
don't
need anything at all.
If you didn't say anything,
it's good.
So it's very hard to understand. You say, how could it be worse? So could it be worse? Okay. So we're going to see the Beis Shmuel here and the Chalkas Machaika, who both say, if you don't say anything, obviously it can't be better. But now, it's very interesting. I was once at a wedding. I went just for the chuppah to a particular wedding. It was here in Marina. It was a fancier type wedding. Very wonderful people here in the neighborhood. In case he hears this tape, I don't want him to. Not chashu shall listen. But anyway, we went to these fancy weddings. They had a lot of chashuva people there. A wonderful family, and they flew in a mekubal from Eretz Yisrael to be misadi kedushin. or a mekubalim to be misadi kedushin. And misadi kedushin, there wasn't really. So I was there for the chuppah and on the way home. Now Rabbi A.J. Twersky, aloha shalom, very chashuv yid, and he was one of the eidei kedushin. So I'm in the car, the chuppah on the way back, and I got a call from Rabbi Twersky. Rabbi Twersky says, "Are you still in the hall?" I said, "No." He tells me the mekubal told him you should first put on the ring and then say hariyat. He told me first, put on the ring and then say hariyat. So I said, maybe I'll pick up Allah. That's what they do. He said, no, I asked him afterwards, and he said, you figure out what to do. He didn't he didn't tell me it's good. Like, you know, he had Haicha Mach Shabbos, and he said, oh, the Baruch Hashem wants you to figure it out. So he calls me up, what to do? What's interesting is that he didn't say anything right on the spot. I guess if it's a mekubal, you're going to start off with him lightning this strike or something. So, you know, he went over to me afterwards. But he told me, Feirish, put on the ring and then say Hariyah. So I don't know. Mistama pi Kabbalah, there wasn't the right moment for the Kiddush until an hour later. So I told him what to do. I told him, just take the ring. Give him the ring back. And say Hariyat. So yes, you have to do the Yichud room again. You have to do the Chuppah again. So you know, it's a Ramban that if you do it out of order, it's good. But the Ramban says you could do the Nisuan first, the Kedushin second. I tell the Ramban says it's good out of order. And anyway, without an Amira is a Shaila.
But
she has to say it. Dvarim Shabalei don't count. That's the whole point here. So if she says, I'm not kind of this until, meaning she knows more than the Masada, then she should just say, don't give it to me. So the question is, so maybe I should have done the chuppah again. I don't know. Maybe they should have. I don't know. You know, it was something of a balagan at that point. And the condition is definitely do over. Now, let's see what it says. She has to give it back. That's part of the issue I want to get to. But that's already Rabbi Yosher Bavad Yosef disagreement. So let's go in order. Shmuel goes first, but I hope to get to it. What?
If it becomes her ring already, then he doesn't have to be his ring.
Okay, that's all. We're going to get to everything in order. First, the Taz Zion. Everybody tumbles about this. Apparently it's happened more than once. So Taz Zayin argues, and here's the Gevaldik Akasha on the Ramah. Ramah says you can't put it on and then say it. The Taz, it's the last line on this page in the Taz. You're gonna have to turn the page in a minute. Sarak Laza Valito Pachi Isal and Inyan get the fair comedy get and daf. What does that say? Hey? Hamebi get Veloy Omar Bufanai Nechdas. That's not the Aiden. They're Aiden, but they didn't bring a get and the Sayyam. And you didn't say before they left the one, the very bottom of the page, the next page. Ain't a blood mamzer. We don't say that the get is totally no good. Okay, so Yazi, it's let him in of Yazi, and then a love if they shnai. So you gave the get before the Amira. The Amira of the Farei Nechta, the case that's talking about there. So take the get back and give it again. V'yaglob if they shnai, v'yaymer. Ela de kashali, the tazias the kash. V'shlom agabi get. A get needs v'nasa biyada. So if the get is already hers, v'derech pikad. What does that mean? If the man gave the get to the woman before saying it's a get, so it's a pikad in our hands. It's not a gift. It's a pikad in our hand. So a pikad you can't say afterwards. Harry Atmagureshas. That's like Tzinkitech Magabe Karka. A man can't put a get on the table and tell the woman, take the get and you'll be divorced. That's Tzinkitech Magabe Karka. It doesn't work. You have to give it be a dime. You have to hand it be a dime. So back to the Taz. So he says, Bishlam, Elder Koshali, Bishlam Magabe get, Sar Shiem, Bishas, the Sina Davka. My man, you know, you get Kvarbi, other therapy card. Okay, ain't Takon, Ella Bechaiz of a night. Therefore, you got to give it back and give it again. Of a gabi kedushin, Mahani emoya kesef kivar pikadai biyada. Kumay shom besim chav kesevav. Barber is kachili bi pikad shaviyata. The case there is a man gave a woman a pikad to watch. Nothing to a marriage. He said, watch this object for me. And then he says, Hari Avakudesh is leave with the pikad, which is in your house. You're married to me. He emeris Cain. She agrees. In Cain, Hakadami. So he also, they became in the Kedusha Mishay the Meniklon. He gave her a ring. She's not Makudeshus. Havalei a kesef hakapanim teres pekad to be other. So still his ring. So it's a pekad in her hand. So tzricha lahazalai be other. V'tzricha lahazalai. Amayla mahani amayim la'achakas is kachuli be kesef. If he doesn't want to marry her, she has to give it back to him. So let her just say it's kachuli be kesef. Sati locha kaitim lezev u be yadcha. V'yameris kain. Tzarchiyin.
Why is it pekad? It's a matanam.
That's the question. Okay, 1 second, one at a time. So he's saying, why is it different than get? By get, it's a pekadin. So if by get, it's a pekadin in our hand. So by kesef, it's a pekadin. If it's not a kedusha.
So, Because what he gave to her, he gets to keep it.
No, he gave it to her without saying anything. Either he meant she should be divorced, in which case it's good. Worst case scenario, he didn't say an Amira. What was he thinking? If he didn't say Ariya, we're afraid he didn't mean get. Devarim Shavalai. He didn't mean get. What else could he have meant? He only could have meant Picard. He couldn't have meant anything else. There's nothing else he could have possibly meant. What else could it be?
Why
am I not seeing that? David Shuren doesn't have a copy. There's a set of Shulchan Aruch over there. Just give him David Ezra.
How does she know that it's because I'm not having that? Maybe
what else is it?
She doesn't know. I mean, she doesn't know anything. She's standing there. You give it to her. She doesn't know
how.
Maybe it's a matana.
What?
Why would Talmud know what we say is good?
So I have to tell you, it's a dizzy mikash milva mikash mikad. If a woman owes you money, and you say that I'm mikad you with that money, it's no good. Mikash milva ainu mikudeshes, milva itzani. And no, she's not getting anything now. She needs a hanomizu menes now. She has to have something she could use now. So since a milva either was actually used, or it could be used, so therefore it's not a kedusha. However, a pekadin is different. But a pekadin is different. A pekadin is something that's your. When I give you something to watch, you're not allowed to use it. It's just sitting in your rishus. And if it's sitting in your rishus, then it's mine in your rishus, and I give you mekadish you. So say the same thing by there as well. The top shelf Aaron. It's not there. Okay. That's the bottom line that's the Taz's kasha. Beishmol brings the kasha, and he's mechazin the kasha. He says that the Taz is right. That's his taina, that the Taz is right, and that he argues. He says, what's the difference? So what some of you are saying, I think Frank started to say. There are two yeshuvim to it. The one that's interestingly is one yeshuv that says in the Gra and the Avnimul and the Hamakna, and there's one yeshuv that says in the Chassam Sefer. So you know, this the David.
Yeah,
he has already. I'm sorry.
Okay.
So there's one yeshuv that's going to speak out first, but everyone's copying some Sefer. Some Sefer. It's such a funny thing. The Taz and Bishmul is the Kasha. The Gra, the Amak, the Avimun say Terut. And then the Chassam Sefer comes along with such a logical thing to answer the Kasha. And the Chassam Sefer is the second half of Piskei Tshuva Yudalit. He says, Yudbeis, I'm sorry, Piskei Tshuva Yudbeis. In your days, I'm just going to say the top line of the second column, Bishrei Tshuva, on the original page. He says it's a logical teretz. I'm just going to say this in my pay base. Heragamke be a divrei Rashi luvakasa b'sayif. Nira the gamar Rashi le nesina stam yachalazav alatayve v'loim alipikad nesatid. By get, everyone holds, you need a nesina, v'nasa v'yada. You need a nesina. By shtar kedushin, it's just like get. What about kesef kedushin? So he holds that tlimi agabi karka doesn't work by even by kesef kedushin, that shina v'ayli is hodi yochel lekadish b'pikadish v'yada, mishum de hashoymer yoday ki adam afkin. Because the shoymer is like the, if I give it to you to watch, then wherever it is, you're like my hand. So in Lundis, you're taking it from me. Aval hacha. But no son love, aloi omalo di'i loi nasa shaymer shaloi. She didn't say anything. She doesn't become a shaymer. Like kibla shmira. She never agreed to watch it. But like adaiti docha kibla, the matzis lameymar, anola matana yichavin. She could say, I want it to be a matana. He nitzricha lahanzer. It's taka true that she can't prove it to matana. Aval nechayeves bachrayis, but she's not a shaymer. He says, by Kesef, when you give it to her, she can say, I never was a Kabbalah Shnira. I only wanted it as a gift. You know, as a gift, take it back. But I never agreed to watch it. I'm not agreed to watch your things. So by a get, she can't say I thought it's a matana. By a get, what kind of matana? What's she supposed to do with a get? If it's not l'shem gerushin, it's worthless. It's not like kesef. By kesef, if you don't mean it for kedushin, so you mean it as a matana. I could say, the woman could say, I thought it's a gift. I was never a kabbal shmira. If he gives her a get, why is she thinking? Either she's thinking it's a get, or it's a pekadon. It can't be anything else. By a get, there's no alternative. She can't say, oh, I thought it's a gift. What kind of gift is this? A get? Loshen I get as a gift? That's not a gift. The type of gift you get for the 50th anniversary, like, you know. What do you do? It's not, it doesn't make any sense. So the Sefer is so misnaver. You follow what I'm saying? He's saying the Taz's whole kasha, Beishmol's whole kasha, is comparing Gittin to Kedushin, to Kesef Kedushin. It's not comparable. Like Kesef Kedushin, she could say, I took it as a matana. Because it makes sense. You love me, you gave me a ring. So who says a Kedushin? Maybe you give a ring, sometimes people are engaged, they give them gifts. But yet, what are you going to say? I thought it was a gift. What kind of gift is a get? She can't use it for anything. Nobody gives a get as a gift. Either you give a get as a get, or you give a get, you don't give a get. It's not anything. I rather gave a get as a gift. Chas shalom, not to my wife. I got a bunch of old gittin. So my grandson was in high school. He was learning. He was learning Masechtas gittin. So I sent him a gift. I sent him a get. He says, a real get? I say, yeah, it's a real get. And I have still a few of them in the study. I once got a place closed down. They had a bunch of gittin. So I took a.
Was it 12 lines?
I took a get. It was exactly the way it's supposed to be. I gave a get as a gift at least one occasion, but you know, it's not something you give your wife, you understand? So it's not she's learning to miss out this gift. So such as teretz is a very mistabedic teretz, and the bottom line is that the usual understanding of the Ramah is this way, that for one reason or another, that it's not a pekadon, and mainly a person has to do it over again, and this is what we pass that you have to do it over again, and
that's only his, now, again, it's only if he followed it up by saying, if he didn't say anything wrong,
if he didn't say anything, the Ramah said it's good, but the Bishmol has already argued with that. If straight shtika can be worse. So Rabbi Vanya has a tshuva in the second volume of Be'aymer, and he talks about it because the man is there, it's a little better. They're sukkah basinian, they're under the chuppah. Rabbi Vanya paskins that it's a Ramah, even though it's a Ramah and he's a Sfardi, he says it's okay, we should do it anyway. He says that Kedarka in the Be'aymer has a long tshuva about all aspects of this type of thing, so he's doing it. Then someone told him, Rabbi Yashiv Paskins, that they should get a different ring. If he gave her a ring under the chuppah, he said the hariyat later, they should get a different ring. Why? Because he says, what do ladies know? You tell her, give it back to him, and he's going to give it back to you. She really needs to be machne to him. What's she thinking? It's a wedding band. So you give it back to him, and he'll give it to you again. So she's thinking to be machne, it should become his. So Rabbi Yashin said to get a different ring. So Bavadia and Chelik Zayin of Yabi Yomer has a follow up. I think in the Zichavit Das also he has. The reason Rabbi Yashin said, he said, I don't understand. I'm a Sephardi and I'm following the Ramah. Rabbi Yashin's an Ashkenazi. He's not following the Ramah. Ramah says, give it back and do it again. So why not give it back and do it again? Takadala Pella. It could be it was a Maestro Shahaya where Rabbi Yashin saw that the Khalid's a tumult or something and she doesn't understand.
Usually
she's back like an Havot. She's giving back this. She's giving Havot to Pat. So Sadek has Dusha has to say clearly, give it back, he's Kaina. She may not know what the word Kaina means, but I don't know. Okay, Rabbi Yashin's Kaina. What? Who? It's a Yavi'ayim, he passes that way. He passes, you have to give it back and do it again. No, he said it's all tongue in cheek, but he's right. The Ramah was Rabbi Yashin coming to be Machmor than the Ramah. That's his Taina, it's a fair Shah Ramah. So,
according to the
advice
that you don't say Ariyat will work, but
so we already spoke about the fact, well, if a Sukkot Besinyan works, then it works. We spoke about the fact that if you say something you mechamen to do ba'amira, it could be worse as long as it doesn't work. And I say not for Yechayshish, right? It's true. But this Ramah seems to, this Ramah could be not a Sukkot Besinyan. It's not a Raya. Now, what? Talk about Kesef. Maybe it's Rabbi Yashin Hill. I once mentioned to you that there's a Rosh Simon Chaf. The Rosh says Akiriisi Ba'ashkenaz. That's how the piece starts. Akiriisi Ba'ashkenaz. Many times that the Chassan forgets the ring, so they ask someone in the audience to give a ring. So the Rosh there writes that I don't like it. The person giving the ring thinks it's a matan aslahazer, or it's a loan. So the Rosh at the beginning it bothered me very much. And then I was miyashim myself that when a person gives, he gives al das whatever halacha requires. He knows it's for kedusha. She knows whatever halacha requires. She's giving it for whatever the halacha demands. And vizehu. Certainly, if the kala gives it back to the chassan, I would think that Rosh should apply. You know, whatever Allah requires that she'll give it back. She wants to be married then. So I would think that in such a case it should be good. Now, so Rabbi Meluin talks about this. Rabbi Meluin talks about what happens is a Tekedei Dibur. It's a fascinating Rabbi Meluin. He talks about what happens, like you're saying, he puts on the ring as he's talking. Now the second he lets go, everything else is lighter. So he says Hare or Hariyat, and he lets go of the ring. But everything is taken day deeper. Kedushin, a person can't change his mind taken day deeper. That's the Gemara. But I'll explain the Gemara in a second. So Mulan brings a safer half flaw. Of giving, letting go of the ring. You let go of the ring. Okay. So the Haflah says what you're saying. The Haflah says, Dibur Mevatel Dibur. He said, say Talamata, he said, whatever. So yeah, Dibur is Mevatel Dibur. But Dibur Shem Mevatel Amaisa. And his Lashon is, Loi Matzinu Bechiro Bekinyonim. We don't find a Chayshem Mishpat that if you sell something or you makna something, that if you do the sale, you can be Chayzer Tekedei Dibur. He said, Loi Matzinu such a thing. Takedei Dibur. Takedei Dibur is an Amira. Somebody says a wrong Amira and he corrects himself with the right Amira. That's it. That's a typical case. But to say that Dibur Mevatel Maisa, you do a Maisa Kinyan and Dibur is Mevatel, So the he brings to the Sefer HaFlah, which is of course not Magna. Loimatzino Meicher v'Naisim Atana Shechayzat Takedai Dibur. Well, as a Dibur, a Mavatul Meiser.
Isn't there a svar to say that you can, that the Dibur is enough to undo a Kenyan?
You have to prove it better than just saying,
yeah.
Isn't as far the opposite? Yeah, you have to say, you have to prove it, but you're right. So he brings a raya, listen to his raya. So you need a raya either way, right? So the Gemara says, Amira Lagvaya, Kemesira Lahedyan. Amira Lagvaya is like a Kenyan, like Mesira Lahedyan. But Mesira Lahedyan is a Kenyan. So we see that just like Amira Lagvaya, you magdish something, you can't be Chayzer. It's one of the things you can't be Chayzer. So Mesira Lagvaya also can't be Chayzer. So that's the flaw. He says, there's no take a day deeper. Amimaluim, a little funny, because first he starts, what do you mean it doesn't say a Chayzer Mishpat? It says the Ktsais, which is his own Sefer. Then he says, Tosafti B'Ktsais, not that way, it's just Samasayan or something. But afterwards, he brings some Kutsa, the case of Zion, that in Chayzer Mishpat, you do find such a thing. That a person could be Chayzer Takedei Dibur by Kinyanim. It appears that they're arguing if this is a Klal Gadol, a Chayzer Mishpat, that a person could be Chayzer Takedei Dibur or not. He said, this is a Chayzer Mishpat, he gave her a ring. Does Takedei Dibur help to knock it off? So there's actually a Rashba, controversial Rashba. We have a rule, Dvarim Shabalei Veinim Dvarim. The Raja says the Rosh Hashanah Dvarim is when it contradicts your Maisa. You do a Maisa, you're contradicting it by saying in your heart. You sell something, you say, in my heart, I didn't really want to sell it. So, let us see, Dorosh Hashanah Dvarim. But when it's a Mefarish, the Raja appears to say it's good. So they bring it over here that it should be good because Tekadeber, that Avimulam holds it's good, holds that you could be Chayzakaytaydeber. And certainly, if it's not the stira, if you hold it's not called the stira, then it works. So we already have now a strong tziruf. Number one, it's a sukkah b'seinian. Number two, it's takedei dibur, presumably. So we have a tziruf. Now, lemaisa under the chuppah, you just do it again. It's not such a big deal to do it again. To say that you should have to go do a new yichud room and a new chuppah, so I'm not sure if it's necessary. You also have to remember the Ran Shita is that chuppah is when they go home at night and they go into their own apartment. There are five shitas, what's chuppah? Canopy is one, or the padekin is one, the yichud room is the Rambam,
talis.
And the talis is one, the frasta, kenefecha, alamasecha, and going home at night and being living in an apartment together. That's chuppah. So to make them do the chuppah all over again is a little tricky. It would have been interesting. I don't remember if the no good kedushin was before shkia, so sheva bracha ends earlier, and then the good kedushin was later at night. If the sheva bracha start, that's always the problem. Whenever people come a week after or a month after, and they have pikpukim on the kedushin, say just do it again. So you get into Shilas, you need a new week of Sheva Brachas.
Would you need a new
Suva? Which is not their intention. The Ksuva, I don't
know. Ksuva has the wrong date.
Interesting Shilas about the Ksuva. Most Paiskim today hold that a Ksuva is Chal, a pre-dead Ksuva is possible. But a Ksuva, if the Chassid meant to be Mechayim himself right away, that is Chal. Now, some Isadri Kedushin, they have an issue with Shkia. They tell the chassan, sign the ksuva, be in chayiv yourself from now. It's not going to be tonight. But be in chayiv yourself from this moment. And I know Masajer Kedushin, he do it. I remember Bel Yishvei, he's all shown. I remember him doing this at a wedding. He said, be in chayiv yourself from now with the ksuva. And even though the wedding will be at night, the chassan agrees, you can be chayiv yourself any moment you want. The first Dibris Moshe put out a Dibris for Nigris. The first thing he put out was a Dibris Moshe on Baba Kama. In the Dibris, he says that's ridiculous. How can you chayiv yourself in a ksuba to someone you're not married to? The words don't even make sense. But especially our ksubas. Ibn would say, if I die, I give you money. Okay, you can do it to anybody. Our ksubas say, I'll treat you, kimini gavrin yudon. The zanin, the mefarnis, the yakin, the shem, the kushta. The Ramesha says it doesn't make sense. You can't do it. You can't do it before. It's not chal before because you're not married. So in the Dibris Maisha, someone asked Rav Maisha, this is in his early days, you wrote that the Dibris, you really mean it, lahalacha? So he didn't know Rav Maisha. You know, Rav Maisha, you can't ask him, you wrote in the Dibris, you really mean it? Everything Rav Maisha said, he really meant. So Rav Maisha is mechazik in the tshuva in the first Ebenezer and the subsequent tshuvas. And he held that you can't be mechayiv yourself ahead of time, that it doesn't work.
I'm
mechayiv
myself to you, we're getting married.
I'm mechayiv myself, but as of now, you have to remember, when the chasim are meshuvim from the time in the shtar. The reason a predated shtar is no good is because you could take away from meshuvadim, from the kulchas. So that would mean, in theory, that he would be mekabel kinyan on, let's say, on Yud Zayin Adar, and get married on Yud Ches, and if he would sell something Yud Zayin in the afternoon, it would be meshuvim. So that's apostle shtar. It's not meshuvim. Because he promises to treat this lady as his wife, but it's not his wife. But that's the whole Zeir of Ishtar Mugdam. It's so funny. Rav Aaron was Makbid, and the yeshiva felt that Makbid have Eidim Sira about Ksuva. That comes from Rav Aaron. They were Kadmainim who were Makbid, but I don't think the minig was. Chassidim are not Makbid. I don't think the Sardim are Makbid. In the yeshiva world, Rav Aaron was Makbid to have Eidim Sira. What's the reason? The reason is because a shtar is only mishubit from the last minute of the day. Let's say you get married, whatever it is. If somebody gets married tonight, 8 o'clock, so it's dated for tonight. It's not, karka is only mishubit from the last minute of the day. You have a shtar, you can't prove which minute it was. In Yerushalayim, they used to write shoyes. I don't know if they still do. But it's Meshubit the last minute. How can he live with her that night? It's not as Kaka's not Meshubit. There's Ksuba. You have Eidim Mesira. Eidim Mesira know the time. It's Meshubit from the time of the Mesira. Presumably that was Rav Aaron's Kepeda. Rav Heinemann once spoke here, and someone asked him what I'm going to say, and he gave a second reason that Rav Aaron wanted Eidim Mesira. I don't remember the second reason. You should check with Rav Heinemann. But anyway, it's a strange thing. We know our chassanim, for the most part, don't own karka. They don't own karka to be mishubit. They're going to be makbid because he may sell karka. When we know he doesn't own karka, it's a little bit of a strange thing. He writes in the ksuba, "Oh my, the chassim are mishubit," but that's his whole life. Whatever he comes into the chassim is mishubit. So it's a little bit of a chumra, but anyway. That's so the ksuba being predated may or may not be a problem in that case. Okay, at any rate, so the teka de dibur is vita a machlaikis if it works. It's like a machlaikis on top of machlaikis, and it's fascinating the whole thing that there should be such chalukei deis about giving and then saying hariyat. It's a fascinating thing, especially by us with our sukkah b'sinyan anyway. But okay, with Kedushin, you don't want to be married like Moshitas. You want to be married like, either you don't want to be married or you do want to be married like everybody. There's no, nobody wants to be half married.
What's the actual proper way to do it? As
you put the ring on, you say Hariyat, then put it on.
Hariyat,
no, 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 no. If you did it that way, you get your wife here, we'll definitely give you the ring back. And we'll do it again. You have a dad film already when you got married?
Before film.
You don't have a video of your chuppah? I don't know. I don't either. Don't feel bad. What? Black and white pictures. Okay. No, I'm just saying, you have to see the whole Ariad. Kedas Moshe Yisrael, and then put on the ring. Okay? See the whole Ariad, and then put on the ring, and then when you let go, you're married.
Okay.
Your feels right. If you really want the ksuba to be good according to Rav Moshe, and you have to do the kedushin again after nightfall, you really should rewrite the ksuba. Yeah, before nightfall.
Yeah,
yeah.
What
do you have to do? I spoke about it about a week or two ago. You don't really have to designate it. It's a minute to do it, but you don't really have to. the okay, so that's the custom is to say the Ariad and then to put it on. That's the halacha, and it's the correct way of saying it. And I've had times that people came. Usually happens about once a year that someone comes that we lost the ksuba. I should write a ksuba there for Sav. Ksuba there for Sis in the study. So it happens. It happened every once this year, so it's not going to happen again. But I do a ksuba there for Sis. And it's so interesting. People come to me. Sometimes they're B'nai Torah. They don't. But a lot of very young people come to me and say, I can't find the ksuba. And then the guy says to me, are we still married? I say, you sound hopeful. Because people call it a wedding contract. So people think that ksuba is somehow a wedding contract. Ksuba doesn't make a person, yeah, married, ish married. You're married with the kedushin. The ksuba is something you're obligated to give your wife. One of the things people don't know is that Zman Hazeh, the whole ksuba business is not the whole shtar ksuba. You don't really, really need it anymore. Right in the beginning, the first page of Hilchos Ksubis, the Simas Samach Vav, the Rama says that that nowadays why do you have to have a shtar ksuba? Shleye kalabein of lahitziyai. It should be calm in his eyes to give her a get. He says, nowadays we have a chem rabbeinu gershim, not to, here it is, this is the second page on Sif Gimel. He says, this is not, it's very not known, he says, b'mokim she'im gershim rak baratzen ha'isha, that means chem rabbeinu gershim, ein sorch lichta ksuba. He says, b'zman hazeh, you don't even have to write a ksuba. He came b'zman hazeh b'vdinas elu, he says, the mice that a minig Yisrael is to be makbid, and ve'ilishanais. But the Ramos says the mikra din for Ashkenazim. Bismana said the writing of the ksav ksuva, a person doesn't write a ksuva, he's mechiv ksuva anyway. The ksuva is tanai bezdin. The shtar ksuva is lahafis es daita. She should know she has a ksuva. So the Rama really says that it's not such an extraordinary paid of his man as that. We chas v'shalom, we keep the minig Yisrael, but we do it as minig Yisrael, not as the etzem yuvin ksuva. I mean, that's why by Ashkenazim, we're not machmer. We're machmer if you lose ksuva, not to be vile. We're not makbid on yichud. There were Sephardic communities that were makbid. They lost the ksuva, not even to be miyachid together. And their children in the house is not yichud, but they're not even to be miyachid together.
Does reading a ksuva do anything? Does it poil anything?
No. And the Hecher Velten, I don't know. It's a famous thing in the Taravadas. Rabbi Yaakov didn't write to Noam. He's beside the Kedushin. He didn't write to Noam. I don't know what they were breaking a play. He said that Tanam are ridiculous. You're about to get married. You're writing to Noam that you're getting married? So Yaakov didn't write to Noam. Until there was a Maaseh Shehaya where somebody didn't have children. And they went to somebody and the person said, oh, it's because you don't have to Noam. That's why you don't have children. They came back to Rabbi Yaakov. So Rabbi Yaakov said, he doesn't know what he's talking about. But I'll have to daven for you. But from then on, he told a couple, if you want to Noam, have someone do it. Rabbi Yaakov was Ishanis. He wasn't going to write to Noam. The standard to Noam, if you go into Borough Park, Oliesburg, he has fit to Noam, you get this one to your son. He came to the Chasna with a to Noam that he bought in Borough Park. So I said, we can't use these to Noam. What's the standard to Noam? It says actual to Noam. It says the father of the Chasna was Makabal to provide Big Day Shabbos for his son. You're Makabal to provide Big Day Shabbos for your son? Nothing doing. And the father of the Makabal, Big Day Shabbos is doing. It says a bunch of things that are just not true. So Sir Yaakov said, I'm not doing it. If you want it, do it. Get someone else to do it. So Ramesha came along, and Ramesha wrote a new nusach. I remembered I was at the wedding. I have an older friend. His name is Hoodie Summers. And I remember this thing. It was in the menorah hall, you know, Hoodie, right? So Ramesha took out his pen made a big X on the Tanoim. He turned it over and he wrote it on the back, his nusach. So, and I've been telling this in my class, I was at a wedding, and this is what I remember. I was maybe 18 years old then, he's about 5 years older than me. And this year, Hudi Sam is retired, he came to the Kotel in Tarvad Das. I said, Hudi, do you remember your Tanoim? He says, yeah, Rabbi Sher wrote them. I said, give me a copy. So he gave it to me. I made a copy. I have it in the study. A copy of the Shaila was always how any shtar could be kosher in Rabbi Sher's handwriting. How could any shtar be kosher in Rabbi Sher's handwriting? I don't know. It's very hard to read. But they used to say in MTJ, Rabbi Sher got older, so they had a contest who could imitate Rabbi Sher's signature. Sign all these tzedakah, they didn't bother. So they said that three people tried to imitate Rav Moshe's signature, and Rav Moshe came in last. They all did a better job. Rav Yaakov refused to do it. Well, once Rav Moshe wrote it, maybe. That I don't know. Rav Moshe's Tanoim says, Kvarnis Kaimu Kola Tanoim, Ben Achosin Lakala, Ben Akala Lachosin, Vladisher Oid. Ella lova yela chufa bishatet v'mislachas bli tainus etvias zu al zay v'zay al zu. There's all the lashanis of bracha that are in the tanoim. You shouldn't say shav v'shav. Maybe it says, I don't remember. And that's how it ends. And that's the whole tanoim. And it's not a difficult thing to do. It happened to be a few times that I got stuck by this wedding. I was once by a wedding in Canada. I remember it was Toronto or Montreal. And he only had that other ksuba. So I didn't dramatically make an X. I just took a piece of paper and I wrote Rav Moshe's nusach. For memory, it's not hard to write. I wrote the nusach, we use it for tanoim. So I don't know, there was some rabbanim there were not so happy with it. But as far as I know, they didn't go behind my back and do another one. But that's the edit tanoim. So the point is that the whole shtar tanoim is not a ma'akif thing, it's not a binding thing, and it's we can do it after meeting Yisrael, we have to know, we break a plate. So well, most people don't take it home, they just leave it laying around. And okay, so that's that. At any rate, Zehu, this is the din of saying it. Afterwards, let's go on to Sif Dalit, and well, let's see. Sif Dalit. What? They say b'shem the gra. Oh, I should mention that. Why the original minhag? See them still do it. They write to Noam when they get engaged. They break a plate also, right? They break a plate. They do to Noam when they get engaged. And that was really the minhag, not to do it at the wedding. The minhag was to write to Noam, and they were real to Noam. The father of Chazan Machayim, the father of Kaos Machayim, and they Machayim. So the Goyin said, better get married and give a get than make Tanoim and break Tanoim. So that's why under the chuppah you break a glass, and by Tanoim you break Klicheres. Klicheres can never be fixed. Glass, we don't fix it today anyway, but glass could be melted and fixed. So the simon is, once you break a plate, you should better get married and divorce than break it to none. That's what they say, b'shem to grow. Not always going to do that. Not going to get married and give again. So from there, yeah, right. So from there came our minig in the yeshiva world that we don't do tzanon to right before the chuppah. It's an hour before the chuppah. We feel comfortable that Bez Hashem don't make it to the chuppah. And that's where the minig came, that we do it at the wedding. And it wasn't really the original meaning, and that's why Rabbi Yaakov had time. Is that what are you making Tanoim an hour before? That doesn't make any sense to make Tanoim now. That's what.
Nine, they need a
keg. What?
Nine, they need a keg.
No, because they need a shtar mechila. Okay, let's move on to Sif Dalit. Okay, so Amala Hariat Mekudeshes V'Loi Amali. He left out one word. What could be wrong? Hari Abu Kadesh is Veloy Omar Li. I'll tell you what could be wrong. He could be a shliach for someone else. Shlichus works. See, Hari Abu Kadesh is, he's not saying Li. Now, I'm going to explain this. Veloy Omar Li, Ein Abu Kadesh is V'chein Iker. Mamish, Ein Abu Kadesh is V'chein Iker. The Rama says on the next page, "Av yesh machmir vayvim to have a kedushin." That's one case. Now this is called the yad. In the beginning of nedarim, you have the sug of yadis nedarim. The beginning of nazev, yadis naziris. A yad is an incomplete lashon. Is an incomplete lashon. There are two types of yadis. There's a yad hamechiach and a yad she'ena mechiach. Yad mechiach means it's clear what they mean, but it's missing in the words. Yad she'ena mechiach is a lashon yad that could mean something else. This is called the yad she'ena mechiach. It's not clear if he means himself or if he means to be a shliach for someone else. So the lashon, it's not clear. Now the language of the Gemara and the Darim is Boilei Rav Papa, Yesh Yad LeKedushin or Ein Yad LeKedushin. The Ram says it took there of a Yad HaMechiach. Explain that. Yad Mechiach is, we know what he means. The case of the Gemara, he gives one woman Kedushin. He turns to the other woman, he says Ve'at, and you too. He gives her also. That's Yad HaMechiach. It's only a Yad. He didn't say Kedushin. See, even that's a boy in the Gemara. So the Mechaber Shita is Yad She'ena Mechiach. That's not even an Ibaya. It's not a Kedushin. He said a Lashon Hariyah, we does without Li. It's not even a Mechiach. The Ramah says Yesh Machmirin. Even by Yad She'ena Mechiach, there's also a Yesh Machmirin.
Now,
that's Kedushin to what? Yesh Machmirin. No, it's a suffix. You need again.
To anybody.
No, the Gemara has an Ibaya. It has to be that she says, I understood it's you. If she says, I didn't understand, we read that earlier. If you say a language she doesn't understand,
she's putting the ring on her finger. But,
maybe he's a Shliach. You never saw a Shliach? I used to say over that Zvi Mermelstein, who used to be here when he was engaged. We were learning Besachtas Kedushin. Then we learned the Kedushin Meshliach. So you say over that his wedding was a Super Bowl night, and then he heard that you could do a Shliach. He said, "Oh, I don't have to miss the Super Bowl." That's what I said. So I once said it over here. See, he listened to the recording. He calls me up. He says, "Chas v'shalom, I would never get married Super Bowl night. It was playoffs. It was playoffs. I took a set, but it was only the playoffs. I would never get married Super Bowl night." Now he meant because his friends wouldn't show up. But
Rebbe, is there a klal when the Rama says aval, the lashon of aval was mochir?
Yeah, that you're remembering that in the lashon hagra, the lashon aval taka means he's arguing, but he also means that Yesh Rami means he holds like the aval shita. Now the second half is yad mochir. Second half machaber im hoyim medaber yimalis ke kedushin harizeb kudeshes. Okay, now this is our weddings. Our wedding, there are sukkah beisiyin. It is mekudeshes. Then kiddush tchila isha achas, kiddush gemurin. V'amal acheres befonei atay mekudeshes. V'lo yomali. He said va'at va'atay mekudeshes. They say that's yudayim mechichos. And even the mechaber holds chayshul lekedushin. Pirish says in parentheses, what does yad mean? K'meisha oiches bebeziyad akli. Just as someone who holds the handle of a keli, moishich imay. Hakli atzma, he pulls the keli with it. Kain eila advarim echichin shemaish she moishin acher achreim lashon. So it's very clear that it's a lashon. All right, so lamaisa by us, it's always a sukkah. If you leave out li, it's at least a yad mechiach by us. So if it's yad mechiach, so it's still chayshul kedushin, but so we do it no kedushin. Now, the Tumul in the Paiskim is, and they have in front of me the Avni Meluim, he has tshuvas about it. You realize every single tshuva is an actual wedding where a man didn't say li. They were engaged. They were mishudachim. Nobody has a hava mina that this man is a shliach. Man's a shliach. So the question is this machaber talking v'loy shiduchim? Or even with shiduchim, that's the shaila. So he brings him a Reuben Leiv, who brings a story of Rabbeinu Tam. A ma'isa be'echad shomer bitcha b'kudeshes listam. A man goes to a man goes off to another man. He gives kedushin. He says, your daughter who's a ketana or an ara under 12 and a half, bitcha b'kudeshesli. Promise he has more than one daughter. He said bitcha b'kudeshesli. So the Rabbeinu Tam said, well, if he said stoma and there was a mishudeches, they had previously had an agreement. So Rabbeinu Tam said, we know what it means. It's more than yadayim. We know exactly what he means. Bitcha b'kudeshesli. He means the one that was a shidduch, and a meila, it should be a good kedushin. That's what Rabbeinu Tam. So what?
Otherwise,
it'd be a suffer kedushin.
Who's the real?
This is only one. He's only married to one.
Yeah,
if it's a suffer,
if you don't know which one,
you're right. That's called kedushin shein nesu l'diya. Because it's suffer erva, you can nothing on. But anyway, the Rabbeinu Tam said it. So Mari Ben Leif says, just like Bitcha B'Kudeshesli, we say it's a good Kedushin. So Mishudeches, he left out Lee, it's also a good Kedushin for all our weddings. So Mari Ben Leif writes, Kavar Nasasi V'Nasati B'Zeh Emecha Megdei Le'Adar, he doesn't say who. He says, this God Le'Adar said Loi Dami. It's like a riddle. What's the difference? Rabbeinu Tam's case, Bitcha B'Kudeshesli, or the Kedesh where he says, Hari Abukdesh is without me. There's a major difference. By Bitcha B'Kudeshesli, he's definitely married to one of the daughters. Either one needs a get, all need a get. There's not a suffix if he's getting married. So the question is, which one? So, Lo Yasu Avla, it's called an Avla, if you're Mishuduch to one, and then you marry somebody else in her place, that's called Lo Yasu Avla, Lo Yasu Avla. But when we don't know if you're a shliach or not, you may not be married at all. So the Marivah says, Echa Megadai Le'Adar said that it's not the same thing. It's not exactly the same thing. That Le'Adar Me'Abedu Tavla Nidin Nidan. Hasam Vadi Kedusha Chalon Alachas Me'Abonais. He still only needs to marry one of them. So Kulon Boye Gittin Sveika. Kimi Lekal Sveika. Yeshloi Marish Shekiddush Laisa Shekiddush. That he did that Shei Yisrael Le'Yasu Avla. I'm a kaitzu by Amali, and you're supposed to give me a shliach. So it's a nedaima. So on that, the Mari Ben Leif writes, I don't know what this stands for. Ha'emes is abbreviation. Dalit Pei, that's probably Dava Pashit. Dalit Pei, Ches Ches. What does that stand for? It's the Avdi Meluim. Ches Ches is abbreviation. He says, Memes, Dalit Pei. Is one abbreviation, probably double push it.
I think it's Divrei
Chachamim. It's one long abbreviation. Divrei Pi Chachamim Chayin. Okay. Eshkayach. So it's really what he said is Gishmak. But come, okay, man, Eli Esmech, by the UC Achalukim Lepaitra. I don't want to say Svaris to make it to Lepaitra, but I get to say that without me, it's not a marriage. And therefore, he argues on the Divyan. So it sounds like Betzav is masking to it if you leave out Lee. And so what would we do if somebody left out Lee? I guess we make him do a new Kedushin to play it safe. But not a new Sheva Brachas, because he seems to be masking Betzav. I shouldn't say that. If the Divyan is a good Divyan, then you don't need a new Kedushin. If the Chilak is a good Chilak, then you do need a Kedushin. Say, Divyan Pecham Chayin, that it's a the chiluk, which means that it's not a good kedusha. You need a new kedusha. You need, again, divrei chacham chayin to be mechalik between the two, right? That by bitcha, one of them is definitely mekudesha. So it's not comforting.
Yeah.
Well, if they're still here, just tell them to do it again. That's all. It's, I suppose it's the same thing on both of them. And again, it comes down to a shaila of Devarim Shebaleim. There's a stipler in Kilos Yaakov Simin Vav, who goes on the Sif. He says, we really know what they mean. It's a problem of Devarim Shebaleim and Devarim. You can't pass him from Devarim Shebaleim. You need an Amira that's clear and Adam that's here clearly. So really, he says, Yadayim Mechichas, we know what they mean. Mechichas means we know. But still, it's Devarim Shebaleim and Devarim. You need a Kedushin that's a clear Kedushin. I think whatever we assume by one, we assume by both. Okay, so the moral of today's story is, don't let go of the ring. You know, sometimes in the Eidei Kedusha, I see the chassan. You know, I sometimes think I'm watching the chassan with the ring. The second he lets go, his life has changed forever. If the chassan would realize the minute you let go of that ring, it's like all over. You know, like I shouldn't say it's all over. The whole life is different. I mean, let go of the ring so quickly. I don't know, but okay. Here I finar. It's Sivkat Yud. Okay, Mitzvah Shev, next Sif.
Well, the Hasidic guy who read.